It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Never heard anything like it.
Oh boy, that's a tough call.
I think that's an interception. It looked like that was a great interception.
Yeah, it did. He had his hands under the
ball. Put that on tape anyway, baby.
Had his hands under the ball. I guess they're saying he lost control of it when he hit the ground. No, they're going to look at it.
Now they're saying, no, I don't.
They're going to look at it. Vance Joseph is even like, yeah. No, I get that. You got to look at that. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. We're just commenting a bit on what we're seeing in the Denver Bronco game. Right now they are up 17.
Do you remember Terrence Miles?
Names?
He used to work with Irvin Joe.
Oh, is he the referee?
Yeah, he. I think he worked like a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah. Oh, God, I haven't thought of Terrence in a long time. Yeah, I remember him. Irv actually helped him get into refereeing, right?
Yeah, and he's doing good.
Yes, he is. If he's refereeing a Super Bowl, he's definitely doing pretty good.
Yes. Okay, so Indiana has now lost yardage to Ohio State. They're sort of doing this, like, -3 in a cloud of dust in both directions.
Well, Ohio State's defense is good. It's their offense that just hasn't been able to score. The one score that I saw Ohio State get, or the two field goals anyway that I saw Ohio State get, were primarily due to turnovers that Ohio State took from Indiana or a couple of really big plays. But once they got into the red zone, they just couldn't punch it in into the end zone, which is a problem. I mean, in the NFL or college or high school, you got to score touchdowns.
Yeah, I think that's probably for me. As an experienced football watcher, for me, that's the biggest statistic, is how many times do you get it into the red zone and then get it into the end zone? Or red zone conversion. That's probably a better way to say that particular thing that I'm thinking of.
Red zone conversion.
Touchdowns over field goals over fumbles, but touchdowns overall. I should make a t-shirt.
Thank you, Captain
Touchdowns
Obvious.
Overall.
That's the problem, is we don't have anybody that can put it in the end zone.
I think we have lots of people who can put it in the end zone. I think Jamal Charles can put it in the end zone. I think C.J. Anderson can put it in the end zone. I think Demaryius Thomas can put it in the end zone. I believe that that Sunshine, if he makes a team, can put it in the end zone. I believe that Emmanuel Sanders can put it in the end zone. I believe Jake Butt, when he's healthy, can put it in the end zone. I believe that Virgil Green, if given a little bit of a lob ball on those ones, can get it in the end zone. So I believe there are lots of people who can get it in the end zone.
No. C.J. Anderson will be hurt by game three. Now, Jamal Charles, you're right. Jamal Charles might be able to, because he's actually a really talented player. But the problem is he needs room to run. And I dismiss.
It seems like DeMonte Thomas can get in the end zone.
I dismiss. Yeah, okay, the defensive guy that just ran back and touched it.
Well, he can get in the end zone.
Dude, come on. Take this seriously for a
I
second.
Am taking
this is our
it
last
seriously.
Show. Take it seriously. There's if you're an offense and you're within the 20-yard, DeMonte Thomas is never going to get the ball in the red zone. He's just not going to get it.
Okay.
And I dismiss our wide receivers because we don't have anybody to throw them the ball.
You say.
He didn't last year. He got down to the red zone a lot last year. And we walked away with a lot of field goals, which, frankly, my fantasy football team benefited from greatly because I have McManus as my field goal kicker. But
McManus.
Hey, he just hit a 53-yarder.
McManus.
He's a good
field goal kicker.
He's our strongest offensive weapon.
Is he better than Jason Elam?
Yeah.
Is he better than what?
Yeah.
What?
He's got a bigger leg than Jason Elam.
Jason Elam hit a 63-yarder, man.
Yeah, well, I bet you McManus could probably do the same.
He's tried at least once.
Okay.
And it went horribly, horribly wrong.
I think McManus is a better kicker.
Than
Jason Elam. And that's saying something, because Jason Elam was a great kicker.
Because I think Jason Elam was probably our best kicker ever. Better than Rich Carlos. Better than Rich Carlos.
Definitely.
Better than Jim Turner.
Yeah. Although what Jim Turner brought
better
to that
Matt
team.
Better than Matt Prater.
Which is why he's here and Prater's not. Jim Turner brought something to that team that other – it was weird. He brought something to the Broncos that most kickers don't bring, and that was veteran leadership. him and Craig Morton turned that 76-77 Bronco team from a bunch of underdogs into a surprising Super Bowl team.
What about Red Miller, man? Red Miller.
Red Miller did a great job, but he...
Most underrated coach in Broncos history?
In Broncos history, not NFL history. I think Marty Schottenheimer is the most underrated coach in NFL history.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
No, I don't actually.
I think people look at his losing playoff record, but he has built good contending teams everywhere he's
been. I would love to see what he would do at a college.
He's a college coach. He's a rah-rah guy.
He would be like Frank Beamer. Like Frank Beamer, who's now retired.
Yeah.
Was there for just years and years and years. Never won a title.
Yep. Came close.
Came close.
When
but
he had Vic.
That was West Virginia. No, that was Virginia Tech.
That was
you're
Virginia
right.
Tech.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm pretty sure that was so,
No. No. I was misremembering the V team.
WV.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, but you know, you never really got over the hump. But you had a good program. Your people were happy.
I think Dan Reeves is a historically underrated coach.
I mean, he did get to 3 Super Bowls.
And he did it with John Elway, but he actually has been to 4 Super Bowls.
Well, he won one.
No. Dan Reeves never won a Super Bowl. He went to 3 Super Bowls with the Broncos.
He went with one with Dallas, for sure.
But he wasn't coaching. He was a receiver there or a tight end.
Running back.
He
was a running back.
He split out.
Yeah, he was a running back.
He took the Atlanta Falcons to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. And got...
Well, he had a heart attack. But I think he put together really good teams.
If only Eugene Robinson yeah. hadn't had to go...
That's
the reigning NFL Man of the Year. That's the best part about that.
Yeah.
Reigning.
Dude, they had just given him the award like that day.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Let's go celebrate with a hooker and drugs.
Oh...
That's how I celebrate.
Wow. Talk about falling off the wagon. Seriously, talk about falling off the wagon.
I think Dan Reeves is a seriously underrated coach. I think the Tuna is a vastly overrated coach.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did go 1-10 at Air Force. Bill Parcells did.
I mean, he won a couple of Super Bowls with the Giants, and
he's the guy that pretty much built he's pretty much the guy that built the Patriots.
I don't think so. He took the Patriots to a Super Bowl, but then they kind of fell off a cliff before Belichick came in. He didn't do a whole lot in Miami. He didn't do a whole lot in Dallas. I think he's an overrated coach. What?
None. I was just looking behind me to see what was going on. I think, I don't know, man. Because I think that if you go to so by that staple, the Buffalo Bills coach went to 4 straight.
I think he's underrated, Levy.
Marv Levy.
Yeah, I think he's underrated. I think that whole Buffalo's that entire 4-year span, that Buffalo team, is not given the respect they deserve. I mean, they ran into a buzzsaw against Dallas. Had they made that first field goal attempt against the Giants, they would be looked at in a completely different
way. Did I tell you I was in upstate New York for that first Super Bowl between Buffalo and the Giants?
I know.
And at my college was split entirely down, and so there were people on both sides, and Giants and Buffalo, at this party where we were at Ithaca College in the middle of nowhere, New York.
Yeah.
And it was like that field goal.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was like, ah, and then one half of the room was happy. And one half of the room was really, really unhappy.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. I was pleased because I didn't care. And I was the only one there that did not care.
I was rooting for Buffalo just because I root for conference. I root for conference. Okay. I do the same in college.
I root for the Pac-12. I don't. Broncos. Buffaloes, Rockies, Nuggets, Avs, everyone else can.
If I don't have
GTH.
If I don't have a dog in the fight, I will root for generally whoever is from the conference that my team is from. Pac-12, AFC West, unless you're the Raiders. National League, American Football Conference. Unless you're the Patriots.
Crazy.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's
so
crazy.
So you don't root for any other teams ever at all, ever?
Well, I mean, I might root for some, but I have no rhyme or reason why. Color scheme. Color scheme.
Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.